The City of Kingston is moving forward with a proposal to endorse a public municipal service corporation, MSC, for water and wastewater. The vote at June 16th council meeting came after a lengthy discussion between councillors and staff, which saw numerous delegations appearing at the start of the evening to express their concerns about the project. The report noted that the City of Kingston, like other municipalities in Ontario, has been trying to address a backlog of infrastructure repairs while also planning for infrastructure expansion to meet the needs of a growing population. Mayor Patterson had this to say.
The Association of Municipalities in Ontario is not against MSCs. I know this because I have served on the board of this organization for a number of years. They are actively encouraging municipalities to look at this model with caveats, many of the caveats that we're talking about tonight. And you know why? Because guess what? Kingston is not the only city in the province that is trying to figure out how to deal with the financial challenges in front of us.
Delegates shared their concerns, including opinions that the report was biased in favor of an MSC model.
Good evening, Mayor and Councillors. My name is David McDonald, and I'm here tonight to share my concerns with the proposed MSC for water and wastewater services. By way of background, I have spent 30 years studying public services and public financing as the director of an international research consortium. I've worked with governments and public institutions in more than 50 countries on questions of infrastructure, municipal finance, and service delivery. I begin with this because I want to make one thing very clear. I am not opposed to the idea of a municipal services corporation. There's nothing inherently good or bad about municipal corporations. Success depends entirely on the details: governance, accountability, financing, transparency, and public oversight. At its core, this decision is presented as a financial one. Yet many of the most important financial assumptions are either unexplained, underexplained, or framed in a way that favors the MSC model over the current Utilities Kingston model.
Other concerns arose around governance, something that came up repeatedly in Council's questions to staff, with some citing issues identified with existing structures at Utilities Kingston.
Can you highlight some of the issues that you see currently with the governance structure of Utilities Kingston, and what you think may happen with the governance structure for an MSC?
Yeah, the proposal is quite weak on the governance side. I think intentionally so. You know, saying, look, we need to look more at governance, but what is there very distinctly removes decisions from council members around borrowing and investments, major, major expenditures. The only real veto, if you will, that council would have is on water rates. Now, to what extent council members will have the necessary information and the political will to challenge a even further arm's length removed municipal services corporation than it currently does with the Utilities Kingston is genuinely of concern. Decisions about where to borrow money from, how much money to borrow, how much money to invest, those things would be done at arm's length by a municipal services council. And the proposal also basically says subject area expertise would sit on the board, which historically has meant engineers and finance people. And so there's nobody there doing work on affordability, on homelessness, on housing, other things that water and sanitation services are just so utterly relevant to.
If we stay with the current Utilities Kingston model, are there things that we could do to improve the governance there as well?
Utilities Kingston is a remarkable entity. I often cite it in my academic work as a multi-service provider that does an excellent job efficiently, safely, but could you make it also more robust and more democratic and more transparent and more engaging? Absolutely. The danger of removing it from that kind of democratic engagement and oversight in the way that's proposed in this report is that you lose the potential of doing that. So I think the UK is in a much better position to have that kind of public engagement to enhance its publicness and make that more robust.
Councillor Tozo was less confident about this assertion.
From a governance perspective, I actually think Utilities Kingston has some issues. It's a self-appointed board. We sit as shareholders as council. We have the mayor and CAO as board members, but we don't actually get involved in day-to-day board meetings. Do you think that there is an opportunity with a new organization to revamp its governance and revamp its oversight and accountability by starting it from zero? Because trust me, I've dealt with organizations that are already entrenched. It's very hard to change governance once they're in place.
Well, the silver lining here may be this is an opportunity to restructure Utilities Kingston. We are remarkably privileged to have these resources, to have them publicly owned, and to have them well run. Can Utilities Kingston be governed better? Absolutely. Do we want to take a risk based on numbers that really don't show meaningful comparisons on the hope that we might be able to create a better governance structure with a whole new corporation that is inherently further removed from council? I don't know. I just find that too big of a risk.
As it stands now, Utilities Kingston has no ability to issue its own debt for water or wastewater services, meaning funding for asset renewal and expansion must be secured through City of Kingston. Debt-related water and wastewater infrastructure currently represents about 40% of the long-term debt issued by the City of Kingston, and in 2025, Council approved an additional yearly investment of about $100 million. The City's other renewal investments, including roads, transit, transportation, parks, fleet, recreation, culture, affordable housing, airport, and employment lands, require a forecasted investment of $128 million per year, bringing the total annual cost to $228 million, even with a reduction in current levels of service. City staff argue that the current financial model cannot meet current and future asset needs, even with significant tax and fee increases on a yearly basis. It seemed that much of the confusion in the report centered around debt reallocation, budget projections, and the cost of borrowing in both systems. The city's current total debt balance is expected to increase to $475 million at the end of this year, of which about 40% relates to water and wastewater infrastructure. Staff argue that removing 40% of the city's debt from the city's book and onto the MSC will provide the city with more than $20 million in additional debt capacity without increasing property taxes and municipal fees. CAO Hurdle had this to say.
I want to be clear that ultimately, no matter which model the city decides to implement, there would be a rate increase. Because in order to bridge the financial gap for asset management, we can't do that with 4%.
Councillor Glenn questioned how a municipal service corporation could borrow at a higher rate and still save taxpayer money.
So can someone please explain how the municipal services corporation can borrow at a higher rate and then still end up saving money? Because I think that's one of the questions fundamentally people would like to understand.
So the borrowing rate combined with the ability to extend the repayment terms allows for, at the end of the 10-year period in the model, an additional $10 million available. So it all has to do with not just the rate, but the entire terms of the financing.
In the report, there's a question about the rate of borrowing for Utilities Kingston would be 5.25%. How do we get to that number?
The 5.25% was arrived at through some discussions with lenders that aren't Infrastructure Ontario. It is a very conservative number. Basically, 20 basis points was added to that number in the financial modeling that I did to be conservative. Kingston Hydro Corporation has a very similar structure where it holds the assets, liabilities, etc. And Kingston Hydro's current average debt rate for third-party lenders at the end of 2025 was 3.82%. And the loans taken out in 2025 were for 4.25%.
Several councillors, including Councillor Tozo and Amos, acknowledged that current debt levels paired with aging infrastructure was an issue that could not be ignored.
Is an MSC an ideal way to build infrastructure and to finance it over a longer term period? I hate debt. I wish we had more revenue streams from the province of Ontario. We don't control that. What we control, again, is user fees, debt, and taxes. And debt has to play a picture on how we fund our infrastructure. It simply has to. MSCs are going to enter the picture because it makes sense that if we're investing in critical infrastructure, that people over a longer term period of time do have to pay for it.
Right now, we are locked in a debt spiral with lack of income coming in, and we need to ensure that we have the right mechanisms in place.
Councillor McLaren, however, shared his concerns.
There will be additional costs that we will be responsible for in some way or another, especially if things go bad, and things can go bad. Just recently, you may recall, we had a problem with the taxi commission, even though we had council representation on it. The risk and the problem that's been identified by people is financialization, the changing of the values from helping people, from building infrastructure for the community, to maximizing revenue so that you can get more debt. The way I see this, it looks like to me we're asking for a second credit card without increasing our revenue.
The report noted that City Council would retain the authority to approve user rates with recommendations from the Public Municipal Service Corporation, and MSC's budget approvals and debt issuances would be subject to City Council rate approvals, as is the case with Utilities Kingston in the current model.
Utilities Kingston, as the operating authority and the licensed operator, would continue to do exactly what it does today.
Councillors noted concerns from constituents that this model could open the door to privatization in future, something that staff shot down.
Are there any concerns that an MSC model could move us closer to privatization? That's come up so much in all the emails that we've received.
Yeah, I mean, I think that those concerns were valid on the basis of the KPMG report, the public-facing report that first came out, and the way that was structured and KPMG's history and the language embedded in that report. I think that this staff report that came out subsequently, you know, made it clear that that's not the objective.
I want it to be crystal clear to the public and the community, the governing body of the Corporation of the City of Kingston uniformly rejects privatization of our water and wastewater services. However this goes forward, if it passes or fails, we are not going to privatize your water and wastewater.
Even with council approval at this meeting, the process for the implementation of a public municipal service corporation will require future city council decisions, including a shareholder declaration and asset transfer.
This is not complete. There's still lots of work to do for implementation. You know, we're proposing to bring the first step, recognizing that there will be a minimum of two additional decision points for council.
The KPMG business case for the Municipal Service Corporation was posted on the Get Involved Kingston website on December 4th, 2025. Community members were invited to read the report, which outlined the proposal, details on the proposed government structure, financial considerations, and an overview of an implementation plan. Visitors were then invited to complete a short survey to provide feedback and ask questions, or to submit feedback offline and via email. The survey ran until January 19th, 2026, and showed that 70% of respondents were not supportive of the proposed public MSC. Delegates complained that the city buried the MSC's public engagement period by running it over the holidays when civic engagement was likely to be low.
Christine Sipnowich, Chair of the Coalition of Kingston Communities. Utilities Kingston and city staff decided to pursue the MSC more than 2 years ago in March 2024. It wasn't until December 2025 that the city issued a public release. The only opportunity for public input was a survey held over the holiday season, which showed 70% of respondents were against the plan. The city held no public meetings, no town halls. Why is this important issue, the stewardship of clean drinking water and the disposal of wastewater, being rushed?
Councillor Amos urged his colleagues to take a cautious approach to the decision.
We need strong guardrails in place. We need something that keeps everything accountable and 100% transparent for us as council and for public to be aware of it. We are so far behind as a city. It is crushing us in many ways, and we need to further explore what this MSC can do to assist in both avenues.
Mayor Patterson had the final word prior to the vote.
I think that this is the right approach. We are cautiously endorsing based on the information that we have. If the information changes, we can absolutely change direction here.
In the end, the motion passed, carrying by a vote of 8-4.
Councillor Osanek, Glenn, McLaren, and Shinani opposed.